Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning from the sumptuous studios of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm back, Farmer.
You're back.
How long was I gone?
Just 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks? All right.
That's okay. So it's 2 weeks that I had fun in here by myself.
Yes, you did. I listened to parts of the show. It was very good.
And I enjoyed it, and I hope everybody else did too. But next week, I will be off.
Okay.
I have a vacation coming up.
Oh, good.
So
good.
I want to take care of a couple of things around the house.
My bet. So we're having a nice show planned for you today to help celebrate midsummer weather. We're having the Frames from their album Fitzcarraldo with Angel at My Table, Mairéadh Na Donal, Patty Kelly, Lisa O'Neill, a rediscovered Irish folk singer from her album Heard a Long Song. And we're also going to hear from Andrea Corr, The Best in the Dubliners, and Michael McGoldrick. How about you, Farmer?
Well, today, I didn't get to play it in the last 2 weeks, so I'm going to play some The O'Reillys and the Patty Hats, Rum Jacks, and I'll see what else I have. I'm not organized here this morning, so we'll figure it out.
We will figure it out, Farmer. And right now, we're going to hear from The Frames with Angel at My Table.
Trying to keep a balance. as I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down. For it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cabin Town. Though Otter and the road I go, once seen beyond compare, now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red gold leaf around me seems the color of her hair. My gaze retreats to find my feet, and once again I sigh for the broken pools of sky remind me the color of her eyes. At the cabin cross each Sunday morning, there she can be found. And she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cabin Town. If my luck will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of cabin men, she'll walk with me a while. Sunday evening finds me homeward, Killeshandra bound, to work the week till I return and court in Cabin Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So next Sunday morning, rouse myself, and back to her I'll go. As I walked the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down. For it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cabin Town. Though Otter and the road I go, once seen beyond compare, now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair.
Paddy Kelly there, from his album, The Irish in Me, with My Cabin Girl, a real classic. We know Paddy Kelly because we've seen him in Saratoga.
Yes, we have, actually.
He's from Canada, so he just had to drive down the road.
Well, it's only a 3-hour drive,
who knows?
4-hour drive.
But I really like his voice, I really do. Yeah. It's, and he does a good job with that tune. And before Mr. Kelly, we heard from Mairead O'Donnell with Auron Pedger Biglig, Little Peter's song, or Peter's little song, depending on where you put your adjective here. But that song in Gaelic, she's a great Shannon singer, and I hope you enjoyed that. And we started off with another classic band from the 90s and early 10s of the next century, The Frames, from their album Fitzcarraldo, referring to the movie. And the name of the tune is Angel at My Table, which we've heard before on the show.
Yes.
And you have something for us now, Farmer.
I'm going to start us off with O'Reilly, the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats.
I was roving out one evening as I came down to Port Law. I walked into a dim lip up and suddenly I saw the cheeks, they were so rosy and golden was her hair. She had to be an Irish girl, cause she looked so goddamn fair. She took me by her lovely hand and whispered in my ear, I'll guide you up to heaven if you'll order me a beer. Seconds later I found myself beside this pretty lass, wanting thoughts in my head and an ale in my glass. Hey dear, come on, won't you spend another two? One for you, the truth is she will fill you up and ask you to be. But I drink my pint and say fuck off, cause that's my Irish way. When I was a little drunk, I went to take a piss. When I came back, I saw two girls having a French kiss. The girls, they were the nearer, could this really be? The Irish way is finally dawning on me. When we drank our final pint, the girls asked me to pay. They promised me to meet outside at Lower Castle's Way. When they left, I took the bill, the girls have set me up. They left me with an empty purse and sick to the gut. Hey, dear, come on, what?
Falls on my head. is cold within my arms, and none will let me in. Oh, the rain falls on my heavy locks, and dew soaks my skin. My babe lies cold within my arms, and none will let me in.
Very cheerful, that, Farmer.
Yeah, that one was a nice one. I enjoyed that.
That was from Liam O'Connor with the Irish traditional fiddle, the High Road to Galway, and the Grafsby Reels. Never heard of the Grafsby Reels, but we do know the High Road to Galway. Again, Liam O'Connor, Irish traditional fiddle. And before that, we heard from Lisa O'Neill, whom we like very much. Her album, Heard a Long Gone Song, say that quick, yeah. 73 times, with The Lass of Aughrim. It's a great song by her. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with the O'Reilly and the Patty Hats. And the song was The Irish Way, and that was off their album, Sign of a Fighter.
Okay.
It's a good album.
It is.
Yes, they got a couple of really good songs on it.
So on this day in Irish history, Eamon de Valera signs the Oath of Allegiance.
Really?
On 11th of August, 1927, Eamon de Valera was one of 44 Fianna Fáil deputies to enter Leinster House. For the first time, recognizing its legitimacy and agreeing to comply with Article 17 of the Irish Free State Constitution, which asked that members of the Oireachtas take an oath to be faithful, quote, to His Majesty King George V, his heirs and successors by law, in virtue of the common citizenship of Ireland with Great Britain. It was a very bitter pill for de Valera and Fianna Fáil to swallow. They had fought on the losing side of the Civil War 5 years earlier over that very issue, more so even than the partition of Ireland. De Valera was the last to enter the office of the Clerk of the House, Cullum Mo Mercata, where they would gain admittance to the Dáil. He was accompanied by Dr. James Ryan and Frank Aiken, presenting a Mercata with a prepared statement. De Valera then spoke in Gaelic, quote, I want you to understand that I am not taking any oath nor giving any promise of faithfulness to the King of England or to any power outside the people of Ireland. I am putting my name here merely as a formality to get the permission necessary to enter among the other Chechtai that were elected by the people of Ireland, and I want you to know that no other meaning is to be attached to it. When signing his name on the line that a Mercata had indicated, de Valera covered the writing above it with some papers, thus obscuring what he was signing, a way to distance himself further from the event. The claim that de Valera had not, in fact, taken the oath was seen by many as risible. So that was a big stumbling back in the foundation of the Irish state and de Valera's, I'll call it, condescension to agree with what his peers had agreed to five years earlier was a boon to the country and getting it rolling, I guess. So now we're going to hear from your farmer.
I am. We're going to start this set off with the Rum Jacks.
Up to go in the wall of hurl, a stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all. Let's call it an Irish pub. Caffrey's hard, Kilkenny a pub, the Guinness pot and the cabbage crap. The I don't want to be paddy trap. We'll call it an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked to swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. While I'll be fucked to lock and burst your filthy mug if you draw one more shamrock in me beer. Shots. The underagers think it's toss. We'll spike the drinks and pay the cost. We got us an Irish pub. The quick run in the filthy bug, the patent grass across the lug of the lady. Oh, the dirty dog. We got us an Irish pub. It's over to me.
And over to you.
We'll skip along the avenue.
And who the hell is running through?
We got us an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked, I swear upon the holy book, the only crack you get is a slap in the ear. I'll be fucked, I'll offer first your filthy mug. If you draw one more shamrock in me beer. Plasma screens, neon lights, carry fog and alky knives. The bouncers, they can pick the fights. We'll call it an Irish pub. Plastic cups are polished for. We'll hose the blood right out the door. I'll let the knock. We're back for more. We've got us an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked, I swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. While I'll be fucked, I'll offer first your filthy mug. If you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer. I'm
Gordon, Gary Owen. Kiss me, I'm Irish, Molly Malone. A bunch of slant, a pug, my home. We got us an Irish pub. It's put the punches, trick the willows, strike me up the rakes. I'm mellow, the lift, he never runs so shallow. We got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked, I swear upon the holy book. The only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked, I'll offer first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer.
Did say. resting places. And the small bird sang when winter time was over. Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. They were good old times for the rover. In the open ground, you could stop and linger for a week or two, for time was not your master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog, nice and easy, no need to go faster. And sometimes we'd meet up with other people, hear the news or else swap family information. At the country fairs we'd be meeting there all the people of the travelling nation. I've made willow and the heather besoms, and I've even done some begging and some hawking, and I've lain there spent wrapped up in my tent, and I've listened to the old folks talking. All you freeborn men of the travelling people, every tinker, rolling stone and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going, your travelling days will soon be over. I'm a freeborn man of the travelling people, got no fixed abode, with nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I've never fancied being
That was the Dubliners from their The Best of the Dubliners CD with I Am a Freeborn Man. And before that, we heard one of my favorite Irish songs, a rather slow version of it, I must say. Andrea Corr from The Corrs is joined by the band Dervish and the Great Irish Songbook, name of the album, with She Moved Through the Fair. I always thought that was a Shenanah song. In other words, song sung with no musical accompaniment.
Right.
But that's a nice version of that. You don't find the Shenanah's versions very often. Sinead O'Connor has a great version of that song, Shenanah's. But we like Andrea Corr and the Dervish version of it as well.
We haven't heard Dervish in a while also.
No, that's probably true. There it is right there. Probably not. So, what do you guys plan for us, Farmer?
Well, oh yeah, I'm going to play a song in a moment, but I just want to mention.
Oh, that's right.
The Irish are up to 7 medals totally in Olympic Games, and just before I lost my wife, I know they got 1 in rowing, and 1 of the gold medals came from a gymnastic in the final one. So we're up to total of 7, 4 golds and 3 bronzes.
Wow.
So that's pretty good.
It's very good for a small country like Ireland.
Yeah, and we're tied for 18th overall. So that's huge.
I think that's pretty impressive.
We got over 150 countries competing, so 18th is huge. So
I'm not surprised.
And so the song is going to be Sing a Powerful Song by the Sod Doctors.
When the troubles of the whole wide world come knocking on your door, and there's problems of a different kind that you never had before, when you've played against the gale force wind and it changes at halftime, and you find your strength deserting you and an empty inside. When there's people that will harm you, though you've done to them no wrong, it's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song. Can be mined, dug up and sold. When the factories are all closing, like they are in our hometown, and your friends are looking out for work that's nowhere to be found. When the spirits they sing a powerful song.
was Michael McGoldrick. He's from Donegal.
Donegal.
And all the McGoldricks are from Donegal. And Glunig Bay is the name of the tune, and the name of the album is Wired. And before that, we heard Moving Pints, which is from a German group with Irish song and music pretensions called Duo. They're called Duo. And it consists of Gudrun Walter and Jürgen Traitz. So they're great fans of Irish music. And you heard their version of Moving Pints. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with the Saw Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was off their album To Win Just Once, The Best of the Saw Doctors. And the song was Sing, a powerful song.
One of the best-known tunes that they have out there.
Yes, they do.
And now we're going to hear from the Tannehill Weavers.
Bradley went down to the city to make a beggar. Stuffed in the back of a van, very little in his hand for the day that was in it. He piped the ground, you walked upon, he said the rosary on his knees for every living soul he loved in his heart. He had his lunch in a hut where the rats, they ran free. Tomato, salt, and a black cup of tea for the day that was in it. He ran across the wet, muddy site to phone his wife and thank her for his life. Dark mornings, dark evenings, day after day, rain down the back for the day that was in it.
So this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I hope everybody has a good week. I hope you enjoyed our show today. And like I say every week, be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grum ugget ugget chee shuhuggin.